The sermon for this Good Friday is from the Gospel of St. John, chapters 18 and 19. The sermon is entitled, The Goodness of God. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, you've heard me say this before many a time in a sermon, but the age-old question, if God is so good, you fill in the blank. You know, on this Good Friday, our Lord answers that very question. Throughout the week, we read the passion narratives of our Lord, and as we read this morning, specifically part 5 at Calvary, as I was reading those very words of what Jesus went through, the question that came to mind was, if God is so good, you fill in the blank. Because as we read this narrative of the gospel, the goodness of God is outpoured to us time and time again. I think if we were in Jesus' shoes, what would we truly do? That's right. We would turn to our own way. We would turn to our own nature. We would turn in haste to our own disbelief. Yet on this Good Friday, is about our Lord Jesus Christ, who turned to the cross. Through all things, he turned for each and every one of you. If God is so good. You know, our Lord Christ, he took upon flesh in his blessed incarnation, the miracle of the virgin birth. But soon enough, our Lord would face the rageful King Herod, who wanted him dead. Soon our Lord would face, as he would preach and teach and perform miracles, as his name was growing, he would face those who would want to plot his own death. He would face persecution, those who would want to stone him. But our Lord never turned. He never turned away. Our Lord would willingly enter into his own fiery death on this Good Friday. That's right. If God is so good. As Pilate asked, "Do you want me to release for you Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Christ?" Of course, Barabbas should be the answer. He's the insurrectionist. He's the murderer. No brainer should Jesus be released. Yet what did the crowd say? Away with this man. Release to us, Barabbas. It's just not fair, we might say. Even Pilate knew. There was no guilt in this man as he saw it. There was nothing about Jesus that deserved death. Yet they cried out even louder, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" As we read this evening in the book of Isaiah, "He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Yet our Lord," he continued, "surely these words would cause for anyone else great discouragement." For our Lord on this Good Friday, these words would not deter him, for our Lord is faithful to the end, steadfast to the end, on his way to his own crucifixion that for himself did not deserve. If God is so good, the world constantly asks. Carrying his own cross, Jesus went to a place called the skull, Golgotha. If God is so good, the world asks. And there in the third hour, they crucified our Lord. Meanwhile, if that wasn't tragic enough, there the soldiers were casting lots to divide his clothes. The humiliation was at hand. People scoffing at Jesus, mocking the Lord. On the cross, there he was. The King of the Jews, they thought. For they believed the next step for Jesus was defeat. How could this be the king, the one who said, destroy this temple and I'll raise it up in 3 days? And they made a mockery of our Lord Christ, the Son of God. Yet Jesus stayed the course. If God is so good, the world says. In the ninth hour, Jesus would cry out, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, which means, that's right, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me? In the darkest hours, there our Lord would take upon his shoulders the burdens, the sins of the world, all alone, all on behalf of each and every one of you. If God is so good, the world asks. On this Good Friday, Jesus reveals the goodness of God. Now, I know we use the word good. We overuse that word so much. But today is Good Friday. And this Good Friday is about Jesus sending his Son to die for the sins of the world. This Good Friday is about the cross. Jesus turning to the cross. Jesus being lifted high upon the cross for each and every one of you. Because there is no other option, no other sacrifice, no other merit, but only Christ on the cross. If God is so good, the world asks. You know, when we look in the mirror, we see our sin, we see our flesh. If we want to be honest with ourselves, we see nothing in ourselves that can save us. Nothing, not a word, not a work, nothing of ourselves. And if our faith is depending on ourselves, on our own goodness, there is no good at all. We are dead in our trespasses, not half dead, not somewhat dead. No, we are dead. And we deserve nothing but the wrath of God for our sins. Yes, as Isaiah said, all of us like sheep have gone astray, everyone turning to their own way. Our own way. Our own way, and there's no good that comes from our own way. We can rest on our pride. We can rest on our flesh. We can trust our idols, but nothing good comes from it. Even we can rest on our laurels and say, this person is such a good person, but even that, no one is righteous, not even one. Without the cross of Christ, there is no good. Without the sacrifice of Christ shedding his blood, there is no good. Without his death in our place, there is no good. This Friday is not just like any other good day. No, this Friday is good because this good is of the cross. If God is so good, This day, he shows us there is no if. No, God is good. God is good for each and every one of you, because God is good as he was lifted up high upon this tree, unwavering, without hesitation. Our Lord pours out his righteousness upon you, that by his very blood on that very cross, for sinners, for beggars, for the broken, for the sorrowful, for the greedy, for the grieving, for the guilty, yes, for the burdened, for you. See, the measure our Lord took, he never stopped. No, there is no if God is so good. No, God is good because God is faithful to the end. His mission, the will of God, taking the cup of wrath, staying faithful to the Father's will. There Jesus was as a Lamb of God lifted high upon this tree, taking away the sins of the world. Not just the world, but your sins. See, your sin, it's not something that we can account for ourselves. Our sin is not something we can somehow sweep under the rug, thinking that they will vanish into thin air. Our sin is not something that we can live in this, you know, false charade, that somehow we can bring something good to the table to merit our way to God. No. This would be our faith. There would be no goodness at all. No sin needs to be answered for. And there is one person who answers that call. And it is our Lord. He answers the call by his bloody sacrifice. The humiliating humiliation. The pain of the cross, never wavering, never fluttering. Our Lord, for your condemnation, for your sin, there our Lord stood. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter. He saw his place, and that was to be the lamb who was sent to the slaughter. Any other lamb would fight to avoid such slaughter. But God is good, and he goes straight to the slaughter for you. No jostling, no fighting, no silent he went. Obedient to death. Good Friday is what it is because the only remedy is Christ. There is no other answer, no other account. It is only Christ, his word, the bloodied and pain-filled cross, as a suffering servant for you. Jesus died the darkness of death to forgive you of all your sins. He didn't take out any silver or gold. No, he gave his precious blood. God is good. The cross says it all. There is no if. No, God is good because this Good Friday proclaims his goodness, because he is for us there in his crucifixion, adorned with a crown of thorns, nails. He did not flee. But there on the cross would flow the goodness of God. It's amazing, isn't it? Even in the midst of the crucifixion, Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." If God is so good, no, God is good. Forgive them. And from the cross, this is what our Lord does. And there he proclaims the greatest good, his greatest word, "It is finished." There's no if. No, when Jesus says it is finished, that is for you. You may wonder this day, am I forgiven? These are the three words, the goodness of God imparting and declaring you righteous and forgiven and redeemed. This is what Jesus gives to you, and God is indeed good. Because your sins are answered for, your death overcome, salvation delivered, the good news published by the very blood of Christ. It is finished, my friends. The next time you ask yourself, if God is so good, you fill in the blank. Look to where Jesus went for you. Look to what measure he went to die for you. Look at the betrayal, the pain, the world against him, yet Jesus still went because of your sins. And there he took the cup on himself. There is no if God is so good. Well, through all things, God is good. Unto death, God is good because he died the big death. God is good because you need never to answer for yourself for your sins. God is good because he there on the cross would crush the devil's head. Even in the midst of suffering that you may be facing today, God is good, because in our suffering, there we look to the suffering of Christ, not just in any place, but at the cross. It is finished. God is good. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Good Friday Sermon from Faith Lutheran Church in Moorpark, California. For more information, visit us on the web at faithmoorpark.com.